Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Wild West. That's right. It's ETF of the week time. And we are joined right now, as we are every week at this time, by Tom Lydon. Tom, of course, is the editor of ETF Trends. And if you want more information, well, it's ETFTrends.com. He's on Twitter at ETF Trends and at Tom Lydon. There's some crossover, but it's not 100% crossover.
It's just a stupid click of a button that takes 2 seconds.
Yeah, there you go. So at ETF Trends, at Tom Lydon, but right now he's at Money Life. Tom Lydon, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. Great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the iShares MSCI Turkey ETF, ticker T-U-R.
T-U-R. The Turkey ETF. Now, of course, last week we had Ireland. This week, and you waited between the holidays, you couldn't have done it at Thanksgiving. This week, we've got Turkey. Again, the iShares MSCI Turkey ETF, T-U-R. You know, Tom, Turkey is not normally something that we consider a plus. Like we were talking about, oh, I don't want to buy that turkey. So why do I want to buy this turkey?
Well, Chuck, I think the point is, as we're wrapping up the year and as we talked about last week with Ireland, ETFs can be broad-based, diversified, tax-efficient, low-cost, a core part of your portfolio, but what we're talking about now is being creative. And there's a lot that's been going on from a global economic perspective in 2014 and really lining up where some countries might be able to benefit as we go into 2015. And when you talk about that, Turkey's one of those countries on the top of the list. For example, 90% of Turkey's imports is oil. And with oil now dipping below or testing $60 a barrel, it's a huge economic benefit to a country that really bases most of its imports on oil. And the price of oil is really going to affect the economy. So, for example, each $10 drop in oil prices could cut $4.5 to $5 billion from Turkey's current account deficit. And each $10 drop in oil prices cuts current accounts deficit by half as a percentage of its GDP. So there's not many countries out there that are going to benefit the way Turkey's going to benefit from lower oil prices. And if they're sustainable, we're going to continue to see greater growth in Turkey as we go into 2015.
Now, Turkey is a case where you don't necessarily have a lot of overlap when you're saying, oh, let's go off and buy some sort of international index ETF or something along those lines. So it's important to know how you play it. And is your money coming out of a more diversified kind of a play for international, or is it coming from someplace else as you tilt a little towards Turkey?
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, many would consider Turkey either emerging market or even a frontier market, but most people feel, geez, this is very, very risky. However, if you look at the P.E. ratio of Turkey, it's really, right now, 11.4, and its price to book is 1.4 compared to the S&P 500, where currently the P.E. is 17 and the price to book is 2.3. So from a risk standpoint, don't look at it as tremendously risky, number one. Number two, I would look at it as carving out a portion of your emerging market holdings, and most people should have at least 40% invested overseas of your global equity positions, and at least 25 of that, or 10% in emerging markets. Now, with that in mind, Chuck, one other key caveat is we always talk about the 200-day average. Right now, as we speak, Turkey is below its 200-day moving average, and the trend is actually declining. So I'm pointing this out because now I would not buy turkey, but I would watch it on its 200-day average. It's actually down a little bit further this week. There's a very tight support level that's coming around 49.70 on the price of this ETF. If this is the case, I would maybe increase my allocation by 2 or 3%, but only increase that based on your global equity position and make sure that if it goes back below its 200-day average, that you sell it.
So we're below the 200-day moving average now. We're looking to be positioned if it gets in, and it is a pure 200-day moving average play. If it only gets above that average for a short time, you're only in it for a short time.
That's it. I mean, we here in the U.S. are going to surely benefit from the lower price of oil, but turkey will benefit that much more. It's just a trade opportunity, but it's one of those ways where we can look at ETFs aside from the S&P 500 or emerging markets, general diversified indexes. More and more people are looking for trading opportunities in ETFs, and this might be one of them.
Well, so let me ask quickly. We talk about where does the money come from? Rather than worrying about if it comes from international or whatever, should folks perhaps keep a little bit of their, you know, here's my long-term money, here's my trading money, and not worry like where in the world they're putting their money when they see trading opportunities?
Well, it's a great question, Chuck. I think investors are voting with their feet. More and more investors are moving away from actively managed mutual funds that have underperformed their benchmark, have high expense ratios, lack of transparency, and lack of tax efficiency. So as you're doing that, and maybe pulling money back from managers who haven't done you right, maybe as you have cash on the sidelines, this might be, let's just say, a trading account as you take power into your own hands. And I think more and more investors are doing it. They're doing that with ETFs. But don't go crazy. Make sure you have a discipline.
It's great advice. It's a trading play. It is the iShares MSCI Turkey ETF, ticker symbol TUR. It's a turkey right now because it's below its 200-day moving average, but it's a turkey shoot when it gets above its 200-day moving average if you're looking for a trading play. That's the take from Tom Lydon, the editor of ETF Trends. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Remember, you can get more information at ETFTrends.com. And Tom and ETF Trends are both on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. The site is at ETF Trends. All right, we've gotten off to a great start on the Thursday edition of Money Life. Up next, our big interview with Marcus Schomer, chief economist for Pine Bridge Investments, when Money Life continues right after this message.